This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Had a call about the theme. I don't mention it that much, but it's been with me since July 82. It's Cottontail, based on I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin, composed by Duke Ellington, his Victor 1940 orchestra, and Ben Webster soloing on tenor saxophone. Last week was a fun drive, and thank you to the dozens of you who directly or indirectly, that is online or by phone when the program was on, handsomely sponsored this program. And now back to the alphabet. 2 weeks ago, I ended the program with pianist Wade Legg, L-E-G-G-E. And now, Christiane Legrand, to be followed by her younger brother, Michel Legrand. Christiane, the singer, arranger, composer, had put together a magnificent quartet called Choir, Q-U-I-R-E, recorded in Paris, and the record by them by RCA Victor. What is astonishing about this is that she and her three friends listened to a solo on a record by another artist and then recreated it for their voices, doing taping and so on, overdubbing and what have you, but it's just the four of them. So first up to compare, Bill Evans, solo piano, 1956 for Riverside Records, his composition Waltz for Debbie, and then Choir in Paris in the summer of 1975, and their version. And I should say it's not a version, it is exactly what Bill Evans did. Evans and Bill Evans and his Waltz for Debbie, followed by Choir, directed by Christiane Legrand, and their version, their duplicate for their four voices of Waltz for Debbie. Now the same thing, Meade Lux Lewis, great jazz pianist, in Chicago 1937 for Victor, did a recording of his Honky Tonk Train Blues, to be followed by Choir. Thank you. There you have it, comparison. Meet Lux Lewis, Chicago, 1937, for Victor Records, his piano solo of his composition, Honky Tonk Train Blues, and then a duplication of it, four voices, by Christiane Legrand and her vocal quartet choir, 1975, in the summer, in Paris. And that is something, I can imagine the work required to do something like that. Now from Christiane Legrand to her younger brother, Michel. Michel doesn't recreate exactly. What he does is what art is about, is he fashions something based on how he feels about it. First up is a composition by Louis Armstrong and Jelly Roll Morton. I didn't check, but I think it's the only collaboration they did. It's called Wild Man Blues. First, we'll hear Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7, Chicago, May 1927, for OK Records, the band. Louis on cornet, John Thomas, a Chicago trombonist here. Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Armstrong, Louis's wife, on piano. Johnny St. Cyr, banjo and guitar. Pete Briggs, tuba, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 in Chicago, 1927, Wild Man Blues, written by him and Jelly Roll Morton. Now Michel Legrand, 1958 for Columbia, his arrangement of his impression of Wild Man Blues, the soloist Eddie Costa, vibes, John Coltrane, tenor, Miles Davis, trumpet. Michel Legrand, his orchestra, and his musical thoughts of Wild Man Blues, with thoughts by Eddie Costa on vibes, John Coltrane tenor saxophone, Miles Davis trumpet. Now, the same thing, the original of Roundabout Midnight for Blue Note Records, November 1947, the Thelonious Monk Quintet, George Tett trumpet, Edmund Gregory alto saxophone, Monk piano, Robert Page on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Then Michel Legrand's orchestra again from 1958 for Columbia. And his thoughts on it with Miles Davis trumpet solo and on flute, Herbie Mann. About Midnight, first played by the composer and his quintet 1947 for Blue Note, Thelonious Monk, and then Michel Legrand and his arrangement of it, 1958 for Columbia, with Miles Davis soloing and Herbie Mann soloing. Now, from Christiane Legrand and her brother Michel Legrand to Min Leibrook, L-E-I-B-R-O-O-K, bass saxophonist, bass clarinetist, worked studios in and around New York and was with Paul Whiteman and his immense organization in 1928 for Victor Records. We will hear two takes of a composition. A take is you take your band into a recording studio, you play a tune. They say, do you want to do it again? Okay. So you do it again. That's two different takes. And in this case, we will be hearing take 6 and take 7, the only two existing ones. Somehow they messed up 5 times, I suppose. The composition is San, S-A-N, written in 1920 by Lindsay MacPhail and Walter Michaels, and the ensemble, in this case not immense. Bix Beiderbecke, cornet, Charlie Margulis, trumpet, Bill Rank, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer, C melody, saxophone, Min Leibrook, bass sax, Bill Chalice at the piano and doing the arranging, Carl Kress, guitar, Hal McDonald on drums. Thank you. Min Liebrook playing his bass saxophone with Paul Whiteman, and in this case his Dectet, Victor Records, January 1928. Two takes of San, a 1920 composition. And everybody having fun with that. The arrangement by the piano player, Bill Chalice, who was working quite a bit for Whiteman at that time. And we'll move now. Well, first, let's do this. All right, now, from Min Liebrook to Bernard Lazaroff. And you say, wait a minute, that's not right in the alphabet. It isn't. No, that's his real name. His stage name, which he changed when working with Raymond Scott's band in 1940, became Bernie Lighton, L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N, pianist. And we will hear him now, 1940, with Raymond Scott's band. Scott, who earlier in his bands played the piano, decided to just settle down and do some more compositions. And they're great. They're funny. The titles alone are hilarious. Birdseed Special and At an Arabian House Party. Thank you. at the piano in Raymond Scott's orchestra, Scott's arrangement and compositions for the band, Birdseed Special, and At an Arabian House Party. And the trombonist, I'm not sure, I'll mention both of them, Wendell DeLory or Charlie McCamish. Either one soloing there quite well. For Columbia Records, 1940. In 1949, let me push a button here, okay. In 1949, the great arranger and composer Gordon Jenkins called Bernie Leighton and asked him to play the piano in his orchestra to back Billie Holiday for Decca Records. And here they are.
When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases. I just go to pieces. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver platter. Where's my will? Why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher? When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my if he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire. and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'm due right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I. Like an old sweet song, the lasting kind. Somebody's on my mind. So I'm walking on clouds, all silver lined, to dream my dream. Could be mistake, but I'd rather be wrong and sleep right along than wait. Love may be blind, I'll take my chance that it cares this affairs, my real romance. That's why you'll find somebody's on my mind. But I'd rather be wrong and sleep right along than wait. Love may be blind, I'll take my chance that it cares this affairs, my real romance. that's why you'll find somebody's on my mind.
Bernie Leighton playing the piano in Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, Jenkins Arrangements for Billie Holiday, 1949, recorded by Decca Records. You're My Thrill, Jay Gorney and Sidney Clare wrote that in 1934. Crazy He Calls Me, written by Carl Sigman and Bob Russell, 1949. And Somebody's on My Mind by Alex Nidley, 1948, and that nice cornet lead in there that you heard, particularly in the last composition, was Bobby Hackett. Bernie Leighton, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra, and Billie Holiday. Now, Harlan Leonard. Harlan Leonard, alto player, soprano player, and clarinetist. He got his start pretty much because he was born and raised in Kansas City. He got a job with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and recorded with them until 1931. And Moten's band went on until Moten died in 1935. And the second piano player in the band, Bill Basie from Red Bank, New Jersey, got the job to lead the band, and it became Count Basie's band. So, we will hear 1, 2, 3 of Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930, with Harlan Leonard either playing the alto saxophone, the soprano saxophone, or the clarinet. Thank you. Soprano and alto saxophones and clarinet, in Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recorded in Kansas City, Missouri, October 1930 by Victor Records. And we heard three, Liza Lee by Sam Stepp and Bud Green, When I'm Alone by Jimmy Rushing and Moten, As Long as I Love You by Benny Moten, who also did the arrangement of that one. Other soloists, the vocalist, Jimmy Rushing, Hot Lips Page played trumpet, except on the last one we had the first solo was by Ed Lewis on his trumpet. Buster Moten, nephew of Benny Moten, played the accordion. Eddie Durham, the guitar, and doing arranging. Jack Washington, playing baritone saxophone. Hope I didn't leave anybody out, probably did. Harlan Leonard with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Now, Harlan Leonard, as I said, played with Moten's band till 31, then jobbed around throughout the 30s as much as possible. And in 1940, was asked by Victor Records to form his own band, to be recorded on Victor's Bluebird label. And he called them Harlan Leonard and His Rockets. Very important because, one, he got a job to do and arrangements to do and compositions and alto saxophone playing also. But it housed lots of talent, until that time not heard of too much. Tad Dameron, for example, who was going to be a mainstay in the arranging department of the 40s and 50s in modern jazz at that time. And the brilliant tenor saxophonist Henry Bridges and trombonist Fred Beckett, trombonist Walter Moore, James Keith, wonderful bass playing by Winston Williams, and so on. So here are three from Harlan Leonard and His Rockets, 1940. Tad Dameron and his Rockets, 1940 for Bluebird Records. Three of them. Dameron Stomp, written by Tad Dameron and arranged by him and Leonard, with James Ross trumpet and Henry Bridges tenor, Walter Monroe trombone, and Bill Smith trumpet. Then a feature for Henry Bridges called A La Bridges, written by Dameron, Bridges, and Leonard, and arranged by them, and Fred Beckett's fine trombone in there. And trumpet player James Ross, Too Much, a solo for him, Walter Monroe's trombone, Jimmy Keith's tenor saxophone, and nice bass work by Winston Williams. Harlan Leonard and his Rockets. Now, I'm going to play King Oliver's Band, 1923, because they're going to do Ike Smith's Mabel's Dream. And the next person in alphabetical order, Johnny Lettman, who plays trumpet, has a band in 1960, and their first composition is going to be Mabel's Dream. Oliver housed the avant-garde of the 1920s, if you understand how that works. The advanced stuff, the more modern stuff comes along, and then it becomes conservative because more modern stuff comes on. That's all right. That's how it is. King Oliver's band means Oliver and Louis Armstrong, cornets, Honoré Dutré on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Charlie Jackson, bass saxophone, Lil Hardin piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, and Warren Baby Dodds on drums. Here's King Oliver's band in Chicago, 1923 for OK Records and Mabel's Dream.
Thank you.
I'm chasing a composition. I haven't done that in a while. Mabel's Dream by Ike Smith, first by King Oliver's Band, Chicago, October 1923 for OK Records. And then, 1960, June for Bethlehem Records, trumpet player Johnny Lettman and his band and their version of Mabel's Dream. Who's in the band? Lettman, trumpet, Dick Wellstood, piano, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Peck Morrison, bass, and Panama Francis, playing the drums. Let's hear that band. Dick Wellstood's Tina, and Lettman's composition, this time, The Drink's on Me, with a vocal by Lettman. Thank you.
This time the drink is on me, but next time the deuce is on you. 'Cause I drank scotch, a bourbon and gin, and don't forget the bottle of beer. This time the drink is on me, but you know, Jack, next time the blues is on you. 'Cause I drank vodka, tequila and wine, and don't forget the bottle of beer. Pour that corn, 'cause I've been sipping, nipping and dipping since the day that I was born. This time the drink's on me, but next time the dues are on you. 'Cause I drink scotch, bourbon and gin, and don't forget the bottle of beer.
Fun that is. John Letman and his trumpet and his band, 1960. Bethlehem Records. Tina, written by the piano player Dick Wellstead. And this time the drink's on me, by Letman, giving him a chance to sing for you. Wellstead piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Peck Morrison bass, and Panama Francis playing the drums, having a great time. Now we go to Stan Levy, L-E-V-E-Y, drummer. This time, The Drink's on Me, the tune by Letman, is a play on the words, the title of a Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer 1941 piece called This Time the Dream's on Me, a beauty. Stan Levy decides with his band, 1955 in Los Angeles for Bethlehem, to play Oscar Pettiford's composition, this time The Drums on Me. We'll be right back. That's a nice feature for the leader of that sextet, Stan Levy, drummer. September 1955 in Los Angeles for Bethlehem. Oscar Pettiford wrote it. This time, the drums on me. Connie Condoli playing trumpet, Frank Rossellino, trombone, Dexter Gordon, tenor saxophone. Lou Levy, L-E-V-Y, on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Stan Levy, L-E-V-E-Y, playing the drums. Feature for him. Here's a feature for Connie Condoli, Thelonious Monk's Ruby, My Dear. Stan Levy, sextet, and a feature there for the trumpet player Connie Condoli, and Ruby, My Dear, written by Thelonious Monk, Frank Rossellino, trombone, Dexter Gordon, tenor, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy leading from the drum set. 14 months later, in November of 1956, in Los Angeles, also for Bethlehem, Levy put together another sextet, pretty much the same. Condoli stays here, Rossellino stays here. Richie Kamuka comes in to play tenor instead of Dexter Gordon. Sonny Clark plays the piano instead of Lou Levy.
Thank you.
Dan Levy's Sextet in Los Angeles, November 1956 for Bethlehem Records. Yesterday, Jerome Kern wrote it, and it was arranged for this band by Marty Paich. Sonny Clark, composition and arrangement for the band, Angel Cake. And Why Do I Love You, Jerome Kern and Marty Paich again. Connie Condoli, trumpet, Frank Rossellino, trombone, Richie Kamuka, on tenor, Sonny Clark, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, Stan Levy on the drums. Uh-huh. From Levy now to Levitt, meaning in this case Rod Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, his orchestra, 1963 for Riverside Records, his trombone, his arrangements, and his compositions. Holler, based on what he heard from the works of Bill Brunsey, and Ah, Spain, for his love of that beautiful country. Rod Levitt and his orchestra. Thank you. Rod Levitt, his orchestra, his trombone, his arrangements, his compositions. Two of them, Holler and Ah Spain, Riverside Records, July 1963. Levitt trombone, Rolf Erickson trumpet, Buzz Wren, alto and clarinet, George Marge, tenor saxophone, clarinet, piccolo, and English horn. Gene Allen, baritone saxophone and bass clarinet. Cy Johnson, piano. John Beale, string bass, and Ronnie Bedford on the drums. Ann Lewis, 1953 for Honky Tonk Records. Her composition, My Particular Man. Hank Duncan on piano and John Brown on string bass. Let's go from 1953 to 1927, Chicago, Vocalion Records, and from Ann Lewis to Furry Lewis.
Don't you wish your good girl was long and tall like mine? thought you was your good girl, well, long and tall like mine. Lord, she ain't good looking, but I glad she takes her time. Then my good girl says she didn't want me no more. Oh, my good girl says she didn't want me no more. But she's on my Daniel, Lord, everywhere I go. Lord, the train I ride is 16 coaches long. Train I ride is 16 coaches long. And she don't hold nothing but chocolate to the bone. I'm worried now, I've been worried all day long. I'm worried now, I've been worried all day long. Baby, mama, until the day I'm gone. Lord, it's some say yellow, but give my black and brown. Lord, some say yellow, but give my black and brown. When you're high brown, quit your black will run you down. I wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. Wanna see the girl I'm so crazy about. I'd be so glad, I sure can't help a shout. Got a blue so bad, hurt my feet to walk. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it hurt my tongue to talk. Mama, I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. I can jump so easy, oh man, we'll never know. Some people said weary blues ain't tough. Some people said the weary blues ain't tough. But if they don't kill your hands, you mighty rough. Hitch up my buggy, please saddle up my black mare. Hitch up my buggy, saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find my woman on the road somewhere. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. But I never see her, I never turn around. caught it falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught it falling down. I never see her, I never turn around.
Ferry Lewis, his guitar, his singing. 1927, October, in Chicago for Vocalion. Two compositions by him, Good Looking Girl Blues and Falling Down Blues. Ferry Lewis. Now, from Chicago in 1927, let's go to New Orleans in May of 1943 and talk about Bill Russell. Bill Russell lived in New Orleans and worked for Tulane University there and was the curator of the Jazz Archives, which meant he put together all of the fine music that came out of that wonderful city and the people who went on to make great music in this art. Then he made some records and he called it American Music, a wonderful name for the label of his 78 records to begin with, then 10-inch LPs, and then later on some things put out that weren't originally and are on CD. But his idea, Bill Russell, was that the older musicians in New Orleans in this time of 1943 would be playing in a style that had probably been in effect for well before the turn into the 20th century, and that no one really knew where this music came from, and it came from singing, and how did it happen to be the way it is, and where did the blues structure come from, and so on. In alphabetical order from Ferry Lewis, we go to George Lewis now, a clarinetist and part of the package that Bill Russell put together. First up is Burgundy Street Blues, written by Lewis, with banjo player Lawrence Marrero and New Orleans string bass player Alcide Slowdrag Pavago. And here they are, and in this one, George Lewis plays the E-flat clarinet. Thank you. Mm-hmm. George Lewis playing his E-flat clarinet, Lawrence Marrero his banjo, and Al Seed slow drag pavago, string bass, and Burgundy Street Blues written by Lewis and recorded by Bill Russell for his American music label in New Orleans, May 1943. Russell and the founders of Blue Note Records, Alfred Lion and Francis Wolfe, collaborated and made a label in collaboration with Blue Note called Climax. And George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers was asked to perform. And they made these 12-inch 78 records. The difference in time is these are 4 minutes apiece, and 10 inches about three. The band, George Lewis clarinet, Kid Howard on trumpet, Jim Robinson trombone, Lawrence Morrow banjo, Chester Zardes bass, and Edgar Mosley on drums. And this is the New Orleans style of collective improvisation. That is, it's not particularly solo improvisation, which would come later in the development of this art. That is, that all of the musicians are playing their part to play, and at the same time, collectively. And it is quite, in its way, very beautiful. And in a modern sense, the modern jazz quartet is another wonderful example of that. Thank you. clarinetist George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers, 1943, recorded by Climax Records. They played Climax Rag, written by James Scott, Deep Bayou Blues by all of them, Milnenberg Joys by Jelly Roll Morton, and the traditional Just a Little While to Stay Here. Lewis clarinet, Kid Howard, trumpet, Jim Robinson, trombone, Lawrence Marrero on banjo, Chester Zardes on bass, Edgar Mosley on drums. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.